Perek Yud Aleph, Shara Yichud Vemuna, is the Tanya for the seventh day of Tammuz. It's on page 334. In the previous Perek, the Alter Rebbe describes how the Midos of the Eibishter express themselves in creation and take on the identity that we know them as, Chesed and Gvura and so on, because of the way that they express themselves in creation. That's how we identify them and that's how we describe them. But in God, they're a completely different and much higher existence, and they don't have names or descriptions of their own. They are simply one with God. Now in Perek Yud Aleph, in chapter 11, the Rebbe says that the same is true also with what we describe as God's speech. When we speak of the 10 utterances with which God created the world, they are called Maimodes, utterances only relative to creation. Just as human emotion, when they reveal themselves in action, they come clothed in the letters of thought. Again, midas chesed v'rachamim. As for example, the midah of kindness and compassion, shebeneshama, if shelove l'day his galus b'peil mamish, it can't reveal itself in action, an act of kindness, ki im ayidei shemachashiv b'daitei u'mehaher maisa hatzdaka v'chesed la'aseisa b'peil mamish. The person first has to think in his mind the act of tzedakah, and plan to do it, intend to do it. Because a person can't do without thinking. And if he's going to instruct others to do kindness, as a king instructing his people how to behave a certain way, then azai mislabeshes midas hachesed v'gam esiyas hamachshava v'esiyas hadibur. Then you have the attribute of chesed, and the letters of thought, the images of thought, are now clothed in the letters and images of speech. And the same is when he speaks words of kindness and compassion to his friend. Not he's telling somebody else to do compassion, to do kindness, but he's speaking kindness. He's speaking kindly to a friend. So here the midah of kindness and the thoughts of kindness are now clothed in words of kindness. The same is true with the divine attributes, when they express themselves and are effective in the lower world, this revelation and the expression of this action is called b'shem maimer v'tziruf esiyes. It is called an utterance. It's called speech. And speech is made up of combinations of letters. Shehareyef sheshetihi yeshum pu'ula v'nimsheches m'mideis of hakdeishes, because no effect can come from God's attributes b'li tzirufim hanikrayim b'shem esiyes without combinations of forms that are called letters. Again, lebriyas ha'eir m'midas ha'chesed, as for example, to create light from the attribute of chesed, nimshach mimena hamshachas pu'ula v'kayach lifil v'livri be'es ha'eir. From the attribute of chesed had to come this particular power that creates light, v'hamshachas kayach zeh v'chay yizu nikras b'shem maimer. And this particular expression of chesed is called an utterance, the Aseis, and it's called letters. And that makes up the words Yihi Eir. Ki av she'enan ke Aseis machshava shelonu chas v'sholem, although God's thought is not like our thought, and the letters of his thought are not like letters of our thought, God forbid. Mikol mokeim heim inyan ha'meida al hisavus ha'eir ma'ayin liyesh. Why then do we call it thought or letters if God's letters are not like our letters? Because they have this one thing in common, that just as letters bring an emotion into effect, make it effective through through its forms, through its letters. The same is true also that the divine attributes become effective through its letters. And it's because of these letters, these particular expressions, that God creates light out of kindness when he says Yihi Eiz, and not other things that also come from Chesed, as for example water. And other such things that are created from Chesed. So if Chesed expresses itself, it can create any number of things. What makes it create light on the first day? It's because it expressed itself through the letters Yihi Eiz. And that's called God's speech. And water is created when the same koyach of chesed is clothed in a different combination of letters that indicate water, that describe the properties of water. Okieta and similar things. V'nimtzo ki kol chay is the keches hanim shocheis. So all the energy, all the creative power that flows from God's attributes to the lower world in order to create them out of nothing, to give them life and to give them existence, those creative forms, the creative powers that come in the various forms, those are called the divine letters. Which is the flow of life from God's will, his wisdom, and his midas, in order to create worlds and to give them life. There are two kinds of worlds that are created: the concealed world that is not revealed, they come into existence and they live and exist from those keches that are drawn down in a concealed fashion, like, for example, the letters of thought. The letters of thought are not revealed in a person. They're private, and the other person doesn't know what he's thinking. In the same way, those worlds that are created from letters that are similar to letters of thought, that's called the concealed world. The almond is galyon nivru v'chayim his galish and his galukeches v'ham shoches hane alomes hanikroes b'shem eisyes hamachshavo. The revealed world was created and lives from the revelation of those keches and those hamshoches that are revealed, that the letters of thought, for example, kishehem v'bechinas izgalus l'hachayis almen d'izgalion nikrais b'shem ma'amores edvar Hashem v'ruach piv. When those letters that were thought are now revealed in order to give life to the world, that creates the revealed world. And they are, and those letters are then called Ma'amodes, or God's speech, like the letters of speech in the human being, the letters of speech are considered the revealed world, because in speech these letters reveal to the others, to the outside world, what was hidden and contained within the mind of the speaker. So there are two kinds of letters creating two kinds of worlds. The concealed letters reveal create the concealed world, like thought. The letters of thought create awareness within the person himself, concealed from the outside world. And then there's the letters of speech that reveal to the outside world and create an awareness in the external. But this is all in reference to the creation. This is how these letters affect creation, and that's why we describe them this way. But in their origin, in their original condition, they are one with God and nothing besides God, and therefore have no description of their own. They are simply called one with God. in the Hayyim Yom for the 7th of Tammuz, the Rebbe writes that Amur Omar, my father said, Chassidus is not Tchiloson b'Seifon, b'Seifon b'Tchiloson. In Chassidus, the beginning expresses itself at the end, and the end is connected to the beginning. The Darge von Igulim Mebliya Sheyim Tzareish b'Seif, and that is called in Kabbalah Igulim, circles, in that there is no finding beginning and end, because it's a continuous circle or cycle. The beginning is connected to the end, and the end to the beginning. Aber achar kol zeh is der iker is seder. But in spite of the fact that there's no beginning or end to Chassidus, the simple parts and the lofty parts are really all one, yet that's only in general. But the main thing is that there has to be an order. The Baal Shem Tov, the Given HaMesudah, the Baal Shem Tov was very orderly. The Mezid Shemagid had Medak the Given HaFseder, and the Mezid Shemagid insisted on order, was scrupulous in order. When the Alta Zeder, Rabbeinu HaZaken, my great-grandfather, the Alta Rebbe, had gelernt Chassidim as his own Zayin Mesudarim, taught Chassidim to be orderly. And does that mean in Zayin Maimorim, Briv and Negunim? We see this in his Maimorim, in his letters, and in the Negunim that he composed. The Chassidim was from Gehat Azman Kavu, Afkumen and Lojna, those Chassidim who had a set time to come to Lojna, to be with the Rebbe, then noch in Ladi, and then later when the Rebbe moved to Ladi, haben nicht gehad kein Rishus beiten dem Zman on a Rishin von the Rebbe. Their set time, the annual date of their visit to the Rebbe, they couldn't change without special permission from the Rebbe. Av bakumen a Rishin, hat man gedacht zogen a tam. And in order to get permission from the Rebbe, you had to provide an appropriate reason. Bam Rebbe megeven avad miyuchad afirin seder hachsidim. By the Alter Rebbe, there was a special committee, Ubereshe Maharil Achir Abeno, that was headed by Rabbi Yehuda Leib, the Rebbe's brother, and their job was Afir and Seder Chassidim, to oversee the order among Chassidim. On Abazunder Vad, Afin Onfir and Chassidish Yungelite, and then there was another committee that was responsible specifically for directing the younger Chassidim, Ubereshe Admor Hamtzoi, and at the head of that committee was the Mittler Rebbe.